Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Ayin Hey. Ayin Hey, Amud Aleph, has a lot of major topics on it. We will discuss one specific one that comes up in a number of places in the Masechta, Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei. Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei, and that is discussed towards the bottom of Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about Ptsias Chilazon. The Gemara says, Hatsad Chilazon Vapotso. Somebody catches the Chilazon, which they used to use to make the Getchilas dye out of. So, if somebody catches it and squeezes it, the Tanakhama holds Eino Chayev Ela Achas. When it's only Chayev, one Malacha. Which Malacha is one Chayev for? Only Tzeda, only trapping. But you're not Chayev for squeezing out the blood of this Chilazon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chayev Shtayim. No, twice. Two malachas. Shrei Rabbi Yehuda Omer Pitzia Bechlal Disha. Taking the blood out is the malacha of Disha. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda that you're chayef two malachas. Amr lo in Pitzia Bechlal Disha. They say back to him, no, Pitzia is not Bechlal Disha. Amr Ava, my time at Durabana. Why not? Isn't that the malacha? Again, this malacha sounds like the sheet of the Rambam that Chovel. Chovel is one of the 39 malachas, but it's not one of the Avos. And it's Daraisa. The question is, which malacha is Chovel? That is a machlokas Rishonim, right? Whether Chovel is Soveya, whether Chovel is Netilas Neshama, Shochet, or the Rambam Shita is that it's Dash, right? Which sounds like that way for this Gemara. But I asked the Gemara, Marava, my time is Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say that there is only one Chiyav Tzeda, not Ptziah? Kasavri, Ein Tisha, Elelugdule Karka. Because the malacha of Dash only applies to items that grow or are nourished from the ground. Doesn't apply to fish, right? That's what this is, some type of aquatic animal. And therefore, you are not chayiv in this case. Again, that's a big topic. What's included in Gedulei Karka? Sometimes Gedulei Karka only means plants. Sometimes it means animals and people too, because they feed off the ground, but they're not like marine animals. But anyway, the Gemara says, why aren't you chayiv for Netilas Neshama also? So Rabbi Yochanan says, either Pitzo Mace, it's already dead. Rava Amar, Afilu Tema, Shepitzo Chai. Even if you're squeezing it out while it is alive, Misaseku Eitzal Netilas Neshama. You are misasek. You are not focused regarding the issue of Netilas Neshama. What exactly does that mean? Misaseku legabe Netilas Neshama. Rashi. Klomar. Legabe Netilas Neshama havi misasek bedavar acher. You're focusing on something else. You're focusing on getting the blood out. You're not focusing on killing. V'lo havi melechas machsheves she'eno miskavin she'yamus. You're not focusing that the animal should die, and therefore it's misasik. Tosfos says, really, this word misasik means davar shein miskaven. Doesn't mean misasik. We discussed misasik a couple of days ago. Tosfos says, hi misasik lav dafka. Right, misasik b'chabura, by chovel eschayv anyway. Misasik hacha, here it says Tosfos means davar shein miskaven. But either way, and it sounds that way, because what's the next line of the Gemara? And often in this Masechta, the Gemara quotes this line, davar shein miskaven, and then the very next line is, but that's not a davar shein miskaven. V'abayev rava dami travayu, modu Reb Shimon v'psik reishav lo yamos. Reb Shimon only holds mutter by davar shein miskaven. It might or might not happen. But where it's vada going to happen, that's called psik reisha. And therefore there's a chiyuv. We paskin, it is a daraisa. There's a day in Tosfos in Yuma that psik reisha is only also drabana. But we paskin, it is daraisa. So how could you say that this is going to be mutter? Misaseg, davar shein miskaven. It's psik reisha. Answer? Shiny hacha. No, here is different. It's not exactly a psikresha that you're going to be chaya for. Why? Dekama de ispe neshama tfei nichale. The more the animal's alive, it's better for you. Kihechi de leitzel tive. The color is brighter. The color is better for you while the animal's alive. So you're doing your best that the animal shouldn't die. And therefore what? What's the therefore? What's the punchline of the Gemara? Three different shitas in the Rishonim. Right, what the punchline is. Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban. What does Rashi say? Tfei nichalei. Is this a psikresha? Is this not a psikresha? That was the question of the Gemara. It's a psikresha. Rashi says it is a psikresha. But it's a psikresha delo nichalei. It's a psikresha that you don't want the result. Psikresha means you're doing act A, which vade will cause act B. So if you don't want the results of B, that's called a psikresha. It's vade going to happen. Delo nichalei, but you don't want the results, and therefore, sounds like from this Gemara that is mutter. Says the Gemara, tfei nichalei, shadam chachai tov midam ames, says Rashi. V'kima dekol atzmo miskavein v'tarech l'shomro, shalo yamas biyado, you're trying your best that it shouldn't die. Afilu mes, ein kan ela misasik. You're involved in it, but it's not called psikresha. V'chimode Reb Shimon v'midi delo ichpaslei. Reb Shimon says mutter, lo ichpaslei. If you don't care about the result, but if you don't want the result, badafka, So then for sure it's no good, right? There are three levels. There's psikresha de nichalei, psikresha de lo echbaslei, neutral, and psikresha de lo nichalei. So Rashi here says psikresha de lo echbaslei, that's where he would say it is still usser. But if it's psikresha de lo nichalei, like here, so then it is going to be mutter. That is Rashi. Tosfos says no. Tosfos does not say that answer. Tosfos said the answer is because this turns into a malacha shenisricha lagufa. It's not a psikresha. Mikol kashalari mikabakar atil sadam lachayev was Tosfos. I'm sorry. Pirish avagad davi dir maskel tfei. Pirish avagad davi psikresha moder of shimin hacha miftar mishim davi malacha shenisricha lagufa. That's what Tosfos says. Reb Shimon is moda here that it's a malacha shenisricha lagufa. It's not a psikresha. The afilu b'mekalkel pater Reb Shimon malacha shenisricha lagufa. You're doing it for a different reason. Why? Because the chimoda Reb Shimon psikresha and immediately b'midah the nichalei v'chuli. He quotes Rashi. Amidah lech v'slei moda, and then he quotes Rashi from later on, which Beth Hashem will get to soon. But again, that's Tosfos shita. This turns into a malacha shenisricha lagufa, which gets us a little tricky because. What is the difference between psikresha de lo nichalei and malacha shenisricha lagufa? Tosfos is saying the reason that this is mutter, pater or mutter, let's say according to Rabbi Shimon, because it sounds like it's not usher at all, is because it's a malacha shenisricha lagufa. The Rishonim already are bothered. What's the difference between malacha shenisricha lagufa, where you're doing it for a different reason, you're doing the same act, but it was done for a different reason than, let's say, what was done in the Mishkan, according to Tosfos' definition. Psikresha de lo nichalei, you're doing act A, which vade will cause act B, but you don't want act B to happen. So isn't that kind of for a different purpose? It's kind of like the same thing. This is the question that was asked to the son of the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos deals with this discussion. We're just going to talk about this now because this is what Tosfos brings up. Magen Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, says, right, on the Rambam of Psikresha. Asam, I'll read the Rambam. Asa Maisa. Vinaasis biglalo malacha. Shevade te asa. Bishvaloso Maisa. You do an act, and there's definitely going to be an act that comes from it. Right? You're carrying a heavy bench across soft. Afa pishlonis kavin lo chayev. Even though you don't have kavan a chayev. Right? Why is it called Psikresha? The Rambam is going to quote. Shadavar yadua. It's known that there's no way the other malacha won't be done. Ketzad, where does the language come from? You're cutting off the head of a bird in order for a child to play with. Even though that your kavana is not just to kill the bird, chayiv shadavar yadua. He's not going to live. That's the Rambam, right? That psikresha is going to be chayev. Very next halacha, the Rambam talks about malacha shenisricha lagufa. The Rambam happens to say chayev because he opposes like Rabbi Yehuda. But on this Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah quotes matzasi kasuv. Matzasi kasuv. He got this from Yesodo Rabbi Avram Achasid b'shem Aviv. Right, he quotes this from Rabbi Avram, the son of the Rambam, in the name of the Rambam. Matzasi katsav hahefer sheyesh bein malacha shenisricha lagufo psikresha v'lo yamos. Who? What's the difference? Degave psikresha eino machavein l'malacha kol ikar. Psikresha, you don't have kavana for the malacha at all. You're doing act A, which will vada cause act B. I have kavana to open the refrigerator, and the light's going to go on. But I don't have any kavana to open the light. I have kavana just to open the fridge. It's two actions that you could separate. Act A and Act B, which don't always have to be together. Right? There's opening up the refrigerator. There's turning on the light. Those are two separate. In this case, they overlap. Eloshi nasis behechref. Could go. Misha sagar pezach peso. Vayeshab svi. I close the door of my house and there's a deer in it. Shulo kivim lishmiras at svi. Elosha malacha nasis behechref. Right? That's a psikresha. Avam malacha shenisricha lagufa. Who miskavin lekufa malacha? There's one act being done, and I have kavana for that act. Elashina miskavin letachlisa. I just don't have kavana for that purpose. I'm digging a hole because I want the dirt. I don't want the hole. It's one act, digging a hole. What's the reason? That's the Rambam's chilek between psikresha and malacha shenisricha lagufa. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he has a nice mashal in Reish Mem Beis beginning of Hilchos Shabbos where he discusses. He quotes this. This Rambam, and he quotes that the Mefarshim are bothered exactly how that works. In this case, let's say the case of the refrigerator and the light is one thing. You have kavana to open the door, not to turn on the light. So that's kind of like psikresha, isn't it? Is it like malacha shenisricha lagufa? So he gives a mashal, says the Aruch HaShulchan. L'anias da'iti de'inyan hu kein l'dugma b'dinyan mitzvahs. Yesh poskim shetzvichin kavana, v'yesh poskim. Some say mitzvah shetzvichin kavana. Some say, av she'inam eskavin yatsa, some say mitzvah shetzvichin kavana. Because it's ki'ilu yad kavana, if you were just neutral. Tahavikim eskavin, mikom makom, but still, im eskavin shelo atzeis, hakom odim she'ino yotze. I could have kavana to the mitzvah. I could have just daydreaming. So it's ki'ilu ay kavana, mitzvah zein tzuchas kavana. But then there's kavana shalol latzeis. Kavana not to be yotzei. Then everybody agrees you're not going to be yotzei. So he says, v'cheinu b'malach ha-shabbos. Devadai be'inan kisha'osa malacha asura yechavin lo. Let's say I have kavana to do something that's asur. That's kavana for the aveira. V'yena kavana ma'akev. Di'im kin yasa kol malachas. V'yomar she'inu mechavin lozeh. Elavafilu oseh below kavana samalacha klal. Even if I do a malacha without kavana, I'm still going to be chayiv because that's psik reisha. But what if I have anti-kavana? Like kavana shelo latzeis by a mitzvah. If I have kavana for a different goal, so then you can't say it's ki'ilu ya kavana for the malacha because this kavana is already used up. Aval be'emes mechavim la malacha elo she'osa osa b'shvil tachlis acher. Havi kamo b'mitzvah kishen eskavin shelo latzeis v'achanami lo shayach lomar davi kim eskavin. You can't say it's kilu miskavin because he had kavana. He just had different kavana. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, fascinating mashal, that's the difference between malach shen esvich l'gufa and davar she'eino and psik reisha delo nichale. Good, but that is all Tosfos. Tosfos of pshat. What's back to the answer of the Gemara? The Gemara asks, you squeeze in the fish, isn't it psik reisha? No, you're not chayev. Why? Rashi says psik reisha delo nichale. Tosfos says it's a malach shen esvich l'gufa it turns into. Because you're squeezing in order to get out the blood to use, not to do it for killing the fish. And number three, the Ramban. The Ramban says, no, maybe this is not a psik reisha at all. Because you're trying, you would rather the fish be alive. You're doing your best just to get out blood without killing the fish. He quotes this from Rashi, but that's not what Rashi says. At least our Rashi. Pirish lepirusho. V'hu potso b'derech she'efshar shelo yamos. V'yemeis lo nasa machshavaso. Hainu tekarina le'mesasek. So basically, what does the Ramban say? It's not a psik reisha. Not a psik reisha, meaning it might not die. Maybe you'll take out some blood, enough to use, but not enough to kill the animal. So that's the simplest, in a way, saying it's not a case of psik reisha. But either way, this is the 3 days. So let's go back to Rashi, because Rashi Shita is psik reisha. Rashi Shita here, to explain the Gemara, sounds like psik reisha delo nichale is mutter, and this is, of course, the Shita, the famous Shita of the Aruch, the Sefer HaAruch, which is quoted by a number of Rishonim in a few places in the world of psik reisha. If you look on Daf Kuf Gimel, Daf Kuf Gimel is another Gemara. There are three or four Gemaras in Shas that sound like the Aruch, that Psik Reisha Delo Nichale is going to be Mutter. The Gemara there talks about if somebody is doing work in their friend's field, to Ka'avid Ba'ara Dechavre, right? What are you doing? Right? The case is Tolesh Ulshin. Let's say you're working the land. You're working the land in somebody else, but you don't have Kavanah to work the land. You have Kavanah just to pick things up. So the Gemara says, I even have Psik Reisha, that you're going to be, you're fixing, helping out the field. Lo Tzricha Tukavid Ba'ar Dechavre. You're in your friend's field. So if you're in your friend's field, therefore, it's a psik reisha still. No, Rashi, lo ichpas le'liapos. No, you don't care about your friend's field. The Kiva Eger points out the stir in Rashi's by lo ichpas le. Our Rashi says lo ichpas le is still usser. That Rashi says lo ichpas le is mutter. But either way, lo nichale, which is even less, is for sure mutter. Says the Tosfos right there, pirish barach, psik reisha de lo nichale. You could go to avid barach de chavre, mutter lechadchila, v'yafilu isid rabban aleka. That is the Shita of the Aruch. That sounds like the Shita of Rashi in our case. Psik reisha delo nichale is mutter, not just asur d'rabbanan. It's mutter. That's the Gemara here, Daf Ayin Hei. That's the Gemara here in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel. And that is the Pashas of the Gemara in Sukkah. Sukkah Daf Lama Gimel Lama Beis, where the Gemara talks about if you have a hadas which has more berries than leaves, that's a pasal hadas. It's a pasal hadas. So what do? You have to take off the berries before Yantif. So you can have more leaves than berries. What if you didn't? You can't take off the berries on Yantif, because that's the malacha of tikkun, tikkun mana. You're fixing it, says the Gemara. Ein mamatin b'yantif. Rav Shimon amru mamatin. Rav Shimon says you're allowed to. V'avka misakin mana b'yantif. Isn't that tikkun mana? You can't take off the berries on Yantif. Amar Rav Ashi, no. Likta l'achila. You took off the berries to eat. You took off the berries to eat, says Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and he holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, Tav Shem Miskavin Mutter. This is Rabbi Lazar, who was in the cave with Rabbi Shimon Yechoy. Right, so, it's Tav Shem Miskavin. You have Kavanah for the berries to eat them. Says the Gemara, Psik Reisha. You've taken off the berries, it's Vadai going to be Misakin this Hadas to use. Answer, Hachal ma'eskinan de isle oshanach risi. You have a different hadas. And therefore what? If you have a different hadas, but you're making this hadas good for using for the mitzvah. What does it sound like? No, you don't care about this one. Right? You're not interested. So these are three Gemaras. Our Gemara, Shabbos Ayin Hei. The Gemara later on, Shabbos Kuf Gimel, and the Gemara in Sukkah, Lama Gimel Lama Beis, those three sound like Psik Reshul Nichalei is Mutter. Rov Rishonim argue on this Shita. If you look in the way that the Mefarshim understand the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara here, right here, there are two other ways to understand the Gemara. If you look Tosfos there, after Tosfos quotes the Arach there on Daf Gimel, Tosfos quotes that Ve'eino Nira, and he quotes other Gemaras, right, there are these three Gemaras sound like the Arach, but there are others, Ve'eino Nira, Tomafis Mursa, looking a couple of Daf from now, on Kuf Zayin, Lohos Ve'eino Lecha, Haya Aser, Ilam Mishim Sarat Gufa, getting the pus out of a blister. Right, it's only mutter because of tsar, not because of psikreshes lo nichalei. Avoi sheino nena klal v'binyan ha-pesach. V'einu miskavin klal v'binyan ha-pesach. L'nekiva ba'alma. And there's another one. V'chein hevi rashba mimacha shel yad. L'tobo ha-zakotz. Taking a needle to get a splinter out on Shabbos. It says, mishum tsara. It's going to be mutter. Even though you don't have kana, they're going to make a little wound. But what do you mean? Psikreshes lo nichalei. So the Gemara, aye, what about this case? Ka'avid ba'ar d'chavre, Tosva says, it's still asa d'rabanan. It's just that you're not chayav achatas. Let's say it's mutter. It's just not asa d'araisa. So again, this is a major machlokes rishonim. The Ritva says that he just doesn't understand the svara. Right? Most rishonim just quote rayas against the arach. The Ritva is bothered by the svara. Meaning, if sikresh is asar, because it's ki'ilu yad kavana, right? Even though you didn't know it's vada going to happen, so why should it be mutter? Just because you didn't have kavano, says the Ritva. This is on the Ritva on Kuf Gimel. Umiya Tamiya Mil Satuva. Kol Hecha the Psikresh of Aloyamos. Me'ezitam Yatar Bshimin. Why should it be mutter? The Hatayim of the Talmud of the mother of Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon agree? By Psikresh Anim Shim to keep it all Sagi Los Avin Malacha. Since it's for sure going to happen, Hariyu Kilu Niskavin. Umalechas Nachshemesi is Kilu Yad Kavana. Vim Kain. Mali Im Nichalei Alo Nichalei. What's the difference whether Nichalei or not? Right? He says, no, I don't think there should be a difference. V'ilav de mistafina, right? I think the Arach is raw. So that's the Ritva and Rov Rishonim. There is a machlokes Rishonim. There's a steer even in the Rush. Whether the Arach's Shita itself is outside of Hilchas Shabbos also. Davar Shem Miskavim Sekresha come up outside. In Hilchas Nezirus, in Hilchas Sirus, right? In Hilchas, the Gemara talks about, and one of the Arach's Rayas is cutting off a Mila spot, a Tzara spot on an Arla. Of a baby doing bris milah, so there that's not Shabbos. But do you say after dochalosa say there? So again, psikresh lo nichalei in that context is outside of Shabbos. This is stira in the rush whether it applies only in Hilchah Shabbos. That is the rush in Yud Beis. No, here in Yud Dalet Tes and Yud Beis Aleph, he says even outside of Shabbos. There is a big discussion between the Shita, the Rambam. We're not going to get it. We have time to go into it right now. The Rambam, Reb Chaim in Hilchas Shabbos, assumes that the Rambam holds like the Aruch, based on one word in the Rambam, the one Rambam that we read before, Alevav. There's a Bilvad in there, and the Chazon Ish argues he takes out that word of the Rambam. He says it's a mistake. But either way, let's just finish up with the Lamdis. What's the Lamdis behind this Machlokas between the Aruch and the other Rishonim? Why should Psikresh L'Michalei be Mutter or still Asid Rabbanan? So Rav Elchanan says the popular Hakira regarding Psikresh. Why is Psikresh Chayiv? Right? If I do A, which will Vadeg cause me to do B, I have no Kavana for B. So why am I Chayiv for B? So two approaches. Either Kavana for A is Kilo, I had Kavana for B. It's Kilo, I had Kavana for B, because it's Vada going to happen. Halacha looks at it as if he had Kavana for B. Or no. Kavana for A is enough to be Mechayev you for B, because the actions are connected. You don't need Kavana for both parts of the action. As long as you have Kavana for A, that's good enough to be Mechayev you for B, even though you didn't have Kavana for B. So those are two approaches. See, Rabbi Chanan says, maybe that's good for the Machlokas here. According to the Aruch, Psikresh lo nichalei is mutter. Why? Because he holds, according to Rabbi Chanan, it's kilu yad kavana. How can you say kilu yad kavana if it's lo nichalei? If you don't want it, if you don't want it to happen, it can't be that you kilu yad kavana. So that's why he would say it's mutter. It's not psikresh in that case. But if you say that it's about Kavana for A is enough to be mechayiv for B even without Kavana. That's Rov Rishonim. Even Sekrej Lo Nichale is going to be chayiv. Ein Sorach Kavana Lagut. This is Rabbi Chanan in Ksubis Simin Yud Ches. Ein Sorach Kavana Lagufa Malacha. El Asag Mashiv is Kavin Lamasa Shamalacha Nechlalos Ba Behechrach. Fine. So if in Svara, that's beautiful. If you look, though, the Primosha points out that the Ritva himself that we just read has the opposite formulation. He says, hey, because it's Ki'ilu Yad Kavana, so what difference should it make? You can be Shemichayev even Lo Nichale. So it's exactly the opposite. Rabbi Chana wanted to say that the Arach holds is Ki'ilu Kavain, and therefore Lo Nichale, you can't say Ki'ilu is Kavain. But the Primosha points out that if you look at the Ritva himself in his Kasha on the Arach, he's saying, look, if it's Ki'ilu Yad Kavana, so it shouldn't make a difference. So the Primosha in his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos says exactly the opposite. If you say it's Ki'ilu Yad Kavana, you can say it's automatic. Kilu Yad Kavana is always, right? No matter if it's for sure going to happen, it's Kilu Yad Kavana. And therefore, that's why Rov Rishonim say you're going to be Chayev. The Arach is the other approach. The Arach has no. Kavana for A is enough because Maisa B is Mitzurif to Kavana A. But if you're not interested, if you don't want Malacha B, Maisa B, then maybe you can't be Mitzarifit. Maybe the Lonichale doesn't ruin the Kavana, but it ruins the Maisa that's Mitzurefes to the first act. That's what he writes in Simon Dalid in his Sefer on Shabbos. You might be Mechalik, and exactly the opposite, same Chakira, but exactly the opposite way of Reb Elchanan. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, there's a lot to discuss about Psikresha. This is specifically Psikresha Delo Nichale. Okay, we'll stop here.